Let us pray. Gracious God, send your Holy Spirit to dwell here among us, so that only your word may be spoken, and only your word may be heard. In the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Pentecost. All right, come on. Let's try this again. Let's try it again. Happy Pentecost.
Happy Pentecost.
Much better. That's good. That's good. I know it doesn't roll off the tongue the way Merry Christmas does or Happy Easter. I know we're not as used to saying, we're not as practiced at it, because society hasn't yet commercialized Pentecost. There's no Pentecost gifts or candies over at the store, which is their loss, because this is a major feast day. This is right up there with Christmas and Easter for us. This is one of the three most important days in the church year. The whole rest of the year falls out based on Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. And of course, those first two are about Jesus, right? His birth at Christmas, his resurrection at Easter. And today is not about Jesus, except in the sense that everything is about Jesus, right? But today, Pentecost, is a feast about us. It's a feast about the apostles, about the disciples. And so, where 51 days out of the year, the most important lesson read is the one the deacon reads in the gospel. Today, the most important lesson read was the Acts reading, which tells us that story of the first Pentecost after the resurrection. I say the first Pentecost after the resurrection because it was not the first Pentecost. Pentecost was already a feast day. And that's why everyone was gathered there together in Jerusalem to celebrate this Feast of Pentecost, a harvest festival 50 days after the Passover. But for those disciples, this Pentecost was going to be quite different this 50 days after the new Passover. As we heard, the Holy Spirit came down upon them that day and landed on their heads like tongues of flames, just like those tongues of flames over your heads right now in those streamers. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And when they preached, everyone understood what they were saying in their own language, and it ended up with 3,000 people being baptized that day. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine if we had 3,000 baptisms here one day? But before we really get into understanding what's going on in Pentecost, we have to back up a little bit. Because the story that we are celebrating today begins before this. As you, I'm sure you already know, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, is actually part two in a series. The first part is the Gospel according to Luke. Same author, different books. At the beginning of Acts, he says, I told you my last book all about Jesus, and now I'm going to tell you all about the apostles. And at the beginning of the Gospel according to Luke, the Holy Spirit plays a particularly important role. As you remember from Christmas, of course, Mary says, this isn't possible. And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. With God, all things are possible, right? It's because of the Holy Spirit that the incarnation can take place. And then you fast forward a little bit up to Jesus' baptism, the beginning of his ministry. And when he goes down to the River Jordan to be baptized by John, the heavens open up and down comes the Holy Spirit like a dove. And then that same Spirit, Luke says, leads him out into the wilderness for his 40 days of temptation, his 40 days of Lent. And then after those 40 days, Luke says that filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned to Galilee to begin his ministry, preaching and teaching and healing. And it says he went around Capernaum and around Galilee. And then the very first story you have, other than just he went and did these things, is the story of when he went to his childhood home of Nazareth. And he went to synagogue that day, and he was the lector. And he gets up, and the reading, it's in a scroll, not an insert, was from Isaiah. And it began, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. To bring good news to the poor. Release to the captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. Freedom to the oppressed. And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The year of the Lord's favor is a particular term that means the year of Jubilee. The year in which all debts are reset. That year in which we all get to start anew, start afresh, and try again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then Jesus sat down and said, "Today this has been fulfilled in your sight." Now fast forward to today. And the apostles are gathered there in that room. And in this moment that ends in baptisms, you again have the Holy Spirit showing up. In this moment that is the beginning of their ministry, the Holy Spirit fills them, just as the Holy Spirit had filled Jesus. Luke is making a point here. He's trying to connect these two events. The beginning of Jesus' ministry is saturated with the Holy Spirit. And the beginning of the apostles' ministry is saturated with the Holy Spirit because their lives and Jesus' lives are connected as one. They're not mimicking Jesus exactly, right? They're not doing exactly the same things. Jesus wasn't married. Many of them were. Jesus only did his ministry for as many as 3 years. They're going to do their ministry for much longer. So it's not mimicking, but it's a grounding. Their lives are grounded in Jesus. And so this feast really is about Jesus, isn't it? Because the apostles and Jesus are now one. One and the same Spirit, as Paul puts it. They who are the body of Christ, as Paul puts it in the epistle. And so they, filled with the Holy Spirit, are now the ones who have to proclaim the good news to the poor. And they are now the ones who have to proclaim the good news of release for the captives and recovery of sight for the blind and freedom for the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. To start afresh in this world, canceling out our past for a future filled with love and grace and mercy and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us let go of all that holds us back. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. For the Holy Spirit has filled them to proclaim this. And you know where I'm going with this, don't you? The Holy Spirit has filled us. That mantle that was passed from Jesus to the apostles has been passed down through the ages. Has been passed on to us. We are the body of Christ, and the Holy Spirit has filled us to proclaim the same thing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and today this is being fulfilled in our sight. And so we have to be like those apostles. The Holy Spirit down on our heads like tongues of flames, but also the Holy Spirit as a fire lit underneath us to push us out into the world to proclaim this good news to all who need to hear the good news. To the poor, to the captives, to the blind, to the oppressed. Those are just examples. It's good news for everyone who's in any pain or sorrow or challenge or difficulty in this life. And we are to go take them that good news and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And so, my sisters and brothers in Christ, be renewed this day by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who came upon you in your baptism, and the Holy Spirit who comes upon you every day. The Holy Spirit who is like those tongues of flames above you right now. That fiery flame of Holy Spirit that has been lit underneath you to go proclaim this good news into a hurting world. Amen.